You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wow! I feel good.
Yeah, I like
I
that.
Knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
You like that, do ya?
Yeah, I do. I do. And I'm really psyched. I'm really psyched because we're going to do things. We're going to start switching up the format a little. And I'm so pleased to have you sitting here talking to me and using more of the mic than just a, hey, how you doing?
Well, you know, I figured, why not? It's Memorial Day, and we'll have a walk down Jim Lane.
No, that's all right. I'd love
to
talk about it. That sounds great. Tell me a little bit.
People might want to get to know what you're all about, and I know I have some questions because you're so cute and charming, and I think that we don't always get all that out of you.
You're too funny. Well, that's why I wanted somebody who knew what they were doing to interview me, and I really appreciate it. Well, okay. Somebody can pretend that they know what they're doing.
Well, I'm trying to tap into my Megyn Kelly, Oprah, Ellen DeGeneres thing.
Well, I promise I will not comb my hair over on you.
Okay. So, listen.
Give it to me.
You're nowhere
give
near
it to
that
me.
Guy.
Give it to me. Give it
okay,
to me.
Okay, I figure we start where your intro starts.
Okay.
When and where were you born?
Oh, you're too cute.
When?
I was born in 1960, December 24th.
There we go.
So I get doubled. I don't really get to double dip
that was my next question.
I really don't get to double dip on gifts. In Newark, New Jersey, Beth Israel Hospital, my dad was at a wrestling match at Madison Square Garden when my mom, her water broke and her friend had to take her, actually I think it was the handyman, took her to the hospital. My dad got there a little bit too late, but I guess that he did see the final match. So, you know.
Was he wrestling or coaching? What was your dad doing at a wrestling match?
Probably having a beer.
Just watching. People went to, this wasn't WW wrestling match.
This was like Gorgeous George.
Real wrestling.
No, back in the day, you know, like Gorgeous George and all those other guys.
I don't know
Andre
that.
The Giant.
I'm not familiar with that day, but okay.
No, this was
yes, I do remember Andre.
Yeah, not Greco-Roman wrestling. This was still at the beginning of the early stages of the glam wrestling that they do today. Yeah, my dad had a great time.
Is that where you get that voice?
I don't know where I get the voice from. I think
where,
I get the voice
where that
from,
comes from.
I get the voice probably just from the bottom of my diaphragm. I have no idea where it all
yes.
comes from.
And lozenges help too.
That they do.
Where is your mom's family from?
My mom's family is from the Midwest. My mom's father was from, I believe it was Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa. My great-grandfather was the kosher butcher in Des Moines, Iowa. My grandfather went to Creighton College, which I pretty much is in, I believe it's in Nebraska. Then he became a family doctor in Chicago. And my mother's mother, well, her family, they were in Chicago, and we'll just say in the liquid beverage business back in the day.
So your family's been in the American hood for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. We've been in America for many generations.
Oh, okay,
so four,
then.
Five, or six generations.
Well, where originally? Do you remember where?
Eastern Europe somewhere. You know, Lithuania, Russia, that kind of
You're
stuff.
Not looking into the genealogy just yet?
I'm not going to go find out that I'm 13% Irish right now.
You could be royalty for all we know, Jim.
I am royalty.
Yes, you are.
I am royalty.
In my heart.
There you go. I am. Certainly my mom's.
So when did you move here?
We moved here in 1969, just in time to watch the guys walk on the moon. My grandmother was living in what was then Seacoast Towers. There was not north, south, east, or west, just the one. 1969. Moved in, slept in the extra, like the convertible room in Grandma where they had the sliding door with it was like the accordion door, you know, the plastic, one of those. And remember quite well. Loved it. What a beautiful time. Loved moving here. Went to South Beach Elementary for a summer, then went to North Miami Beach after that. Reynolds Park Elementary, JFK.
Has South Beach always just been that little mecca of land, or was it South Beach? Used to be
it was
South Florida.
It was South Beach Elementary, but it wasn't because it was like a neighborhood thing. It was just the southern part of Miami Beach, which was why they called it that. It really didn't have anything to do with the then formerly labeled South Beach, because back then South Beach, South Point, that was a dog track at the time. There was a dog track where like Penrod's is now.
Did they have horses racing back then?
No, I think it was just dogs out there.
That was a thing back in the day.
That was, well, you know, they go down there. I'm sure they paramutual lead and stuff like that.
Did you go?
Didn't go, no. I drove past a few times.
Did you get in trouble when you were a kid?
A little bit. I did see the blue lights in the back of me a couple times.
What's the worst thing you ever did? that you can talk about.
Okay, that's a little bit easier.
Language, keep that in mind as well.
Okay, I'd say what we did, we were driving around my neighborhood and we were like trying to see whether or not the streetlights really would go out if you shined your Q-beam
on them. Where was
this? North Miami Beach, and we heard on the police scanner that was in the car with us that there was burglars in the area, so we went around looking for the burglars. Well, you knew who the burglars were, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cops chased us through my friend's house all the way to the back of his lot. They put us up there. They took us to jail. I had to go to the men's room, so I got to get frisked. It was one of those days they never want you to forget.
Well, they were nicer back then, I think.
Oh, yeah, they were. They were a lot nicer.
There was a Barney Fife element.
There was no handgun involved on their part in this one, no.
Who were your friends?
Who were my friends? Oh, listen,
Were these like your best friends that you got in trouble with?
Yes, actually.
Good.
They were my
Who
best
these
friends.
Guys?
It was Marshall Kahn, Steve Browdy.
Hey, Marshall.
And Marshall, I don't know where Marshall is. Steve's selling cars, actually, up in the Washington, D.C. area, and me. And it was actually, and Dave Weintraub. I forgot about Traub, and Traub was there, too. It was the night of my high school prom, but I was a junior, so I didn't go. And this is what the jerks were doing instead. And boy, oh boy, it was a memorable night. And yes, my parents were called to pick me up. And yes, I did get a rash of number two over this.
Well, you're a better man for it, I'm sure.
I am a better man.
What did you look like back then?
Pretty much this. When I went to my 35th high school reunion, I won best.
Did you have big hair?
I did have big hair.
Nice.
You want to see? I got a picture of it on my phone.
Well, we might want to put that up on the...
We will. We'll put the big hair photo up on the gym
But you can show me, though.
I will. I'll show you. Keep asking me questions.
How would you describe your childhood? Were you a happy kid?
I think every kid's happy, but...
I'm not so sure, but yes.
Well, we've heard when Lauren Book is on how when I was working... working in high school, how I worked a summer job and got sexually abused by the guy. So, you know, I think everybody has something that happened to them in high school that helped shape who they are. That may be one of the things that helped shape me.
Yeah.
I'm looking for this photo, Wanda. Keep the good questions rolling.
How would you describe a perfect day when you were young? Maybe before high school when you had to actually, you know, start getting... Well, just take it when you want, when you were young. What would be the perfect day?
Well, we'd catch the H bus at the 163rd Street Shopping Center and go up to my dad's apartment that he had up on Hollandale Beach Boulevard, on Hollandale Beach by the big...
Is it still there?
Water tower. Actually, they just tore it down and built one of those really, really tall condos. It was like the last place they built. It's like this. So I actually was there just this week, saw the condo, and said, wow, that's built on where Dad used to live. Yeah. Yeah. And it was one of those residential motels full of sketchy characters.
Aren't they all, really?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm a sketchy character.
I think they think of South Florida, and I think sketchy is
just... Well, back in the day, Broward County was the home of sketchy, the sketchy getchy. But so Dad lived there, and I went up and I visited Dad, and we'd go to the beach. I'd go to the beach. He'd buy me a hamburger and fries up there on that crazy little spit of Hollandale Beach. And then at night, we'd probably go to the Round Table for dinner. And I take the bus back home.
This is a different Round Table I'm thinking of.
No, the Round Table restaurant.
Huh?
You know.
Still there?
No, now the Starbucks is there.
Okay.
I was at the Starbucks the other day, and Swanda, you're going to make me cry.
No.
I'm going to have to go look for this picture.
Well, you know.
Ask me another
Crying's
good question.
Crying's a good thing.
I love my dad so much.
What did you think your life would be like when you got older back then? Are you doing kind of what you thought you'd be doing?
Yeah, I'm one of the few people that my undergraduate and graduate degree were in real estate. I once went up to my mom, and she had sold houses during the gas crisis and the recessions. And so I said, Mom, someday I'm going to make you proud. I'm going to sell an office building. Diddle, 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 diddle. $3 billion later, I think I'm making her proud.
Good.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Estate's in your blood.
Real estate's in my blood. You might say dirt's in my blood, right?
What's the difference between a realtor and a real estate broker?
Real good question. It's really a definition. Mm-hmm. A realtor is actually a trademark title. That means the person sells homes or is a member of the CCIMs. Our friends at CCIMs are all realtors.
Okay.
They have a license with a realtor, and it's a certain thing. Now, to be a commercial real estate broker, you don't really need to be a realtor, but you can be. And the broker is a specific license title. That's the person that runs the office. So you can be a broker salesman and work. You're asking me all these technical questions while I'm looking for this picture of myself.
Well, I know you can multitask better than anyone.
I can do okay. I'm getting close. Keep going. This is good stuff. There's a picture of Vivian.
Let's see. How would your classmates remember you?
Well, that's easy. They remember me as Jimmy Freed, the guy with the long hair that was somewhat flamboyant. What a surprise. I'm looking what for the puffy hair.
What a good-looking guy.
I'm getting it. I'm closing in. Okay, I'm almost there. Here it is.
All right.
There it is. Right there.
Oh, nice hair, Jim.
Yeah, I got best preserved when I went to my high school
reunion. I can just
see
him now flicking the hair around.
Oh, yeah, that was me. If you saw those movies, that was me. I'm putting it up on Facebook right now.
Putting it up.
I'm putting it up right on Facebook.
It'll be there this time for the show.
Exactly. We're putting it up for the show. We're doing it now.
Let's see. Well, let's just talk about the work. That's part of your next part of the liner. He's been in business here since the 1990s. So real estate. You've been doing real estate forever.
Yes, I have. And that's one of the things that I love is because now I've been through so much and seen so much. I love.
And you've lived here for so long.
Yeah. Okay, so we just posted that on Facebook. All Everybody right. can go check
what
that
do you like
out
most
Facebook.
About your job size helping people find places
well
to
see but that's the
do
whole thing.
Their thing
I really like to just help people I like to help them feel good. I like to sometimes describe myself as being Spider-Man, going from person to person, giving a little good energy, taking a little good energy, giving a little good energy.
Can't give it if you don't get it.
That's right.
Can't so I get like it to, if you don't give it.
I just try to do the most positive thing because that's what it's really all about. That's what it's really all about. And it's really important to do that for people. So if people go up and they look on my LinkedIn profile, now that I've switched where I work, it says Sandstone Realty Advisors - how can I help you?
Yeah, that's one of my – I used to do another podcast with a friend, and that was always my line. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, well,
how can I help you?
Well, that's really what I want to do. Hi. You know, Bruce taught me
we
that.
We like that line.
Bruce taught me that, and I actually use it in business all the time. I'm conscious about it now. I really work hard to make sure that I am doing the best for the people that I'm with, and that'll make them positive, that'll make them happy, and we'll all be able to really be much more successful. And because I'm putting that out there, I'm getting it back. It really is a very rewarding thing.
I think you're a fun guy.
Thank you.
Not as in a germ, but... You're a fun guy.
No, thank you. That's terrific. I mean, that's
right.
What I want.
Now, we're going to come
back.
I
hope everybody's listening and having fun.
We're going to take a break thing because we got to do that break thing.
We got to pay the bills?
That's what they say.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk about you have some new things going on with work that we should, let everyone in on.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yes, I do.
All right, back in a minute, folks.
Oh, that's
great.
Oh,
wait, we've got some music.
Yeah,
ooh.
Play a little music,
ooh,
girlfriend.
I want to play this one. Hang on.
Yeah, you pick this one out.
To perform for you live, Johnny Volta. Benjamin Andre, Dookie on drums,
Awesome boy.
Jenkins.
What is this?
It's coming. It's
all
coming.
All right, all right, all right.
I haven't heard it in a while, and it makes me want to dance.
That's what I want to hear. But if it makes you feel good, I want to feel good.
I thought you might. Taking
is that
you back.
Ed Sullivan?
It might be. Nice TV set.
It is.
Here we go.
Okay, I see it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm dancing, too.
Get off the table.
I can't. We're doing this for a while. This is good.